While a Shirley Temple picture was playing in one theater, it's conceivable that a Jimmy Stewart picture could be playing across the street. This legendary actor has starred in such film classics as It's a Wonderful Life, Harvey, and The Philadelphia Story, for which he won the Oscar in 1940. But believe it or not, acting was not always a part of his plan. He actually studied to become an architect.
Was there ever a chance that you were going to be an architect?
I think so. After I graduated, I was sure I was going to be an architect. As a matter of fact, I had a scholarship to go to graduate school and get my master's in architecture. But through a whole lot of things, I got mixed up with acting in the summer between the time I graduated and the time I was going to graduate school. And that acting bug, when it bites you, it really bites you.
Are there no regrets over not? Do you still look at buildings and say how you would have designed them?
Not so much how I would have designed them, but I think the studying of architecture and everything made me a critic. I don't think about that, but I just say that's wrong, I think, or that's very good, and so on.
Although we each have our favorite film, Jimmy and I reminisced about two of his greatest film roles, and in Jimmy's own inimitable style, he shared a few anecdotes about both.
Tell me about that Glenn Miller role. First, did you play that instrument?
No, I have to admit that I didn't play the instrument, but I was... I knew this was going to be a problem, and a couple of months before the picture started, I got to know Joe Uecker, who was a very fine trombone player and was in all sorts of orchestras out here for background music and so on in the movies, and he was delighted to get with me and solve this problem. What are we going to do about me playing a trombone and I don't play a trombone?
So all of your... Sorry, go ahead. All of your movements had to be correct, even though the sound wasn't coming out, right?
Well, this is what we finally decided, because at first Joe said, well, I think you'll be able to do this all right. It's really not a hard instrument, and I'll learn it. You can do this movie, and then you can be a trombone player beside. And we practiced for a couple of days, and then he came to me and he said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to quit. And I said, what's the matter, Joe? And he said, well, the sound that comes out of the horn when you blow it has so disturbed me. He said, I kicked my dog last night for the first time I've ever kicked my dog. And I yelled at my wife, and I can't sleep. So I'll just have to bow out of this. But I really wanted his help, and I just threw in something that I thought. I said, why don't we put a plug in the mouthpiece so that it's impossible for me to make any sound and go from there? And he said, I never thought of that. And I just said, so we went from there, and we almost did a sort of a musical score, only the notes were positions on the slide of the trombone.
Was that one of your happier efforts, making that movie?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much, because I've always been a big band favorite. I grew up with the sound of Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey and Cab Calloway and Duke Ellington, and I've never forgotten that. And it's such a wonderful thing to see that the big band has never gone out of style and is still very popular now.
Last call for Jimmy Stewart, Alexandria, Virginia. Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Stewart. I'd like to pay a definite compliment to you for Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I think that's one of the all-time best movies ever. I understand when the movie came out, there was a little bit of controversy in Washington about it. I'd like to find out if that was true and what your thoughts are about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yeah, well, first, there was some controversy. I was making a picture, so I couldn't see the picture when it opened in Washington, but it opened in Constitution Hall, and Frank Capra was there with his wife, and there were several senators there, and the film broke about a movie been going about 20 minutes, and the film broke, so Frank went back to the projection room, and when he got the film back going again, he came back. About half the senators had left. So there was quite a bit of talk about it, and as I understand it, it came up on the floor of the Senate, and somebody was picked out, and they said, "Well, all right, you go and see this whole film and report to the Senate about it." And 2 days later, they called on the guy, and he said, "Well, I haven't seen it yet because every time I've gone down to the theater, I can't get in because of the crowds."
In addition to his incredible film roles, Jimmy's been fortunate to work with some of the film industry's greatest directors.
I have two quick questions. Working with Frank Capra, what was that like?
Well, that Frank is my favorite man. Frank gave me the real chance. I admire his work more than I can say. I think Frank had sort of qualities that were very, very wonderful and sort of his own. Frank had great feeling about family and home, love of community, love of God, love of country, and all those values he was very proud of and had, and he was able to get those values up on the screen without preaching. So his pictures yeah. could get these things to the audience, but without preaching to them, and get them, and he had great humor, and he was the best.
Yeah, you're right, and it's a quality that he gave us in films that we took with us in growing up, didn't it? I mean, he forged a value system for this country.
I think you're right. I believe that very firmly.
Hitchcock
here, I'm just about as near to genius as you can get. He, as far as mysteries, as far as suspense is concerned, he was a vision man, sort of a visual man, sort of like John Ford and Hitchcock.
Did you think, Jimmy, that Rear Window would work, having you in one room for the whole movie?
Well, it really scared me when I got and read the script and so on and realized that. But having Hitchcock do it, I had complete faith in him that the things would work out all right.